ori 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 ori
ori ori ori ori
ori ori ori ori ori
ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori
ori
ori ori
ori
ori ori
ori ori ori
ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori ori
ori
What's up, Lagos?
What's welcome, up? Lagos. Good morning, Lagos. 10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you officially to What's Up, Lagos.
I want to give you a shout out to my countrymen, all the Moroccans, Nigeria. Thank you so much for all of us.
Some people have been struggling to try to tell me where in Morocco they're
from. Thank you very much, Casablanca. So, thank you so much for
where
all
in Casablanca?
The love. By the left. All you guys, thank you so much for the love, for the how you guys cheered us. Thank you. We will make sure we can bring the cup back to Africa. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You remember that song that Okwa sang? Claim relationship.
That's your own. This is, I've been saying it since. I've been talking, like, you know, somebody has been asking me, there's that accent. You sound like somebody from Northern. I don't want to claim it,
I want to say something bad, but because we're on air, I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. He's Stretch. He likes to stretch things.
Casablanca.
He's stretching Casablanca. He doesn't even know where Casablanca is.
By the left, Casablanca.
Anyway, congratulations to all those who made it through yesterday, especially Portugal.
Yes. That was a
That was a beautiful match.
A goat was on the bench and nothing happened. No need to talk. Don't say anything again.
I loved the Portuguese team from time. I loved them mostly when Scolari was their coach. I love the Portuguese team. No matter how bad they are, they always give a good show.
They turn up. And
I'm telling you.
I want to give a big shout out to Cristiano Ifeanyichukwu Ronaldo. You have done
Ebubedike.
You have done so well. But believe me, youth is it. You just have to.
It's time to step away.
Yes, you see, success.
Gracefully.
The greatest success you have, there's no success without a successor. If you cannot appoint a successor, then you know your story is like something happening here in Nigeria.
Baba,
somehow.
You need to bow out now that the ovation is loudest. Yeah, just be going.
Yeah, before you start blabbing. All right, let's move on, Jerry.
All right, as usual, we start off the show with sound off. Of course, we sound off on matters arising, whether it be social, economic, political, etc., etc. Sometimes we even sound off on ourselves.
Believe me.
You know? And then, of course, right after that, we go into the musings for today. And right after that, we go into the main dish for the day. So, as we start off with sound off. So, are you ready? Lagos, let's go.
Life can be fun.
But the life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's 10:13 on the clock, and let's go straight to it. This is Sound Off. You must have heard about it. You must have. People have talked about it here and there. But amid increasingly poor medical services, fresh fears have been voiced that Nigeria's health sector might crumble, if it hasn't already, soon, with a reported spike in the emigration of health professionals. Health sector unions said that the rate at which their members are relocating abroad had intensified, therefore depriving the country of the services of the skilled cadre. New data shared by the Nigeria Medical Association and the Medical and Dental Consultants Association of Nigeria indicates that thousands of doctors, including consultants, have dumped the local health system for overseas pastures in the past 2 years. I know the consultants are the ones that train the lecturers, the students, right? They're the ones that train the doctors that come out. Well, consultants are not only clinicians, but they are also experienced and are responsible for teaching residents in the medical colleges. By losing consultants to better environments, Nigeria will soon become, or even has it not become, shorter of critical manpower to train doctors in recent years. Stakeholders have complained that the shortage of personnel is even getting far more critical. Where are they going to? They're going to UK, they're going to Canada, they're going to the US or Saudi Arabia. They're going everywhere. Well, Nigeria is extremely short-handed. With a population of 216 million estimate, it's currently thought that 8,000, between 8,000 and 10,000 patients to one doctor is a figure that we're going to be dealing with soon. World Health Organization recommends 600 to 1, and we're doing 10,000 to 1. So who are the people in charge, and are they taking this seriously? We heard Chris Ngige say sometime that we have surplus. That's why we export. He said it that we have too many doctors. That's why we export. Minister for Health said this, that being a doctor is a mobile profession. People move from one country to the other. Moreover, those that even left for the UK have moved to Canada, making it seem as if it's a joke. And yet, our guys, our politicians, our rulers are still doing this medical tourism. Have a headache, they are flown abroad. Have a toothache, they are flown abroad. And big and humongous hospitals are being built with no personnel, no equipment. And we are living in this country like this. And many more people, we're churning out about 2,000 doctors a year. 1,000, half of them will leave the country as soon as they get the opportunity. And we're here, things are more expensive, insecurity, people who need medical care, medical attention, nurses are going too. So this is a call for us. We're going to be voting very soon. We're going to be asking questions very soon. Will you ask those questions or will you just sit down and let it go as usual? Will you? Yesterday, Sandos was for you guys. Sandos was for you. Now, it's still you guys and me and Mary Ann too.
Yeah. I'm going to say this because I know we've had a conversation on this dial about the doctor to patient ratio, which as it stands right now, is 10,000 to one doctor. Not 1,000. Not 1,000, no.
With 10,000 patients?
Yes, to one doctor.
Okay.
As it stands right now. It's not 1,000, it's 10,000. That's how bad it is. Resident doctors have been crying. Give us the small money that you... The stipend is nothing, but give it to us. It helps. They've not given to them. They're leaving. They're going to places where they have equipment to work with. They're going to places where they have a more conducive environment to work with. And their insurance policy covers not just them... In some countries, covers their family members.
Miriam, Abia State owes them 25 months.
What are you saying? They've been on strike for a whole year. Resident doctors in Abia State have been on strike for
months.
One whole year. Are you kidding me? Yes, you, sir, politician, sir, governor, sir, House of Rep, sir, president. Are you kidding? The health sector is gradually becoming moribund. I'm not saying collapse. It's becoming more... In other words, it will soon not be existent.
Cobwebs.
It's that sad. I remember that doctor who was here on the station, I think 2 weeks or last week, and she was just... She was in pain. The way she sounded, she was in so much pain. And yet people are running to the hospitals and saying, there's no bed. She said the emergencies are spilling over and there's barely a cannula. Cannula. There's no cannula. So they have to ask people to buy cannulas. Kudal is bad. It's bad. And yet somebody's asking me to vote for them.
Yes, campaigning.
And yet somebody's sitting there, somebody who's sitting there is asking me to vote for another person. Yes, you've not been able to do your job.
Yes, happily saying it to you.
You've been telling us for the past 6 months that you're looking forward to leaving.
Yes.
What have you done for us, sir? All the promises you made, have you scratched the surface? The most important things, the basics, we haven't gotten it. So what exactly are you patting yourself on the back for? It's just a mess, and that's Sound Off. All right, so what's up, Lagos? 20 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos! Yeah.
Give me a look glucose air boost. Give me glucose
air
boost.
It's okay. It's okay.
I want glucose too.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anyway, let's go into our musings this morning. As usual, we get to muse on certain issues that we can all relate to. Now, today, we're going to talk about gift giving. Now, you give someone a gift, the person shows so much gratitude. Thank but a week you. Later, you see the gift you gave him has been regifted to another person. Would you be upset? How would you react? For example, you gave me a shoe because I love shoes. Mm-hmm. I love perfumes. I'd never say no to two of those.
Hint.
Yes, it is. No, but for real.
Yeah.
Those are the gifts I will never say no to. So mm-hmm. you give me one of those. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? I love
so
this
much.
Shoe.
Oh my God. Thank you.
And then 2 weeks later, you see Wemimo wearing it.
Isn't it the shoe?
And then you say, oh, Wemimo, your shoes are so nice. So where do you get them?
Marianne
gave
them to me.
Oh my God. What would be your reaction? How do you deal with situations like that when you give somebody a gift? It looks like they appreciated it, but then a few weeks down the line, someone else is wearing, or maybe they're made or something. How would you react?
How would that make you feel?
And that's what we're talking about today, re-gifting a gift. There was a guy on social media who talked about the fact that he gave somebody a car. And sometime later, he found out that the guy had sold the car. And said he fell on hard times. And he felt bad that he shouldn't have given the guy the car because he gave him the car so
but
he would drive it.
Yeah.
Guys, you help us to settle this matter. Have to this break. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anacone and his stretch will be back.
What's up, Lagos? 10:45 on the clock, and we're still grooving on this lovely morning. When we asked you this before we went off on that break, if someone gives you a gift, or you give someone a gift, rather, and the gift, the person appreciates it, thank you so much, oh my God, I love this shoe, I love the perfume, I love this, I love that, and some weeks down the line, or maybe days, you find that gift with someone else. And you ask, oh, this is your shoe, you're fine, oh, who gave it to you? And it mentions the name of the person that you gave the gift to. How would you feel? Yeah? So let's talk about this quickly, going straight to the phone lines right now. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're lucky to be female, wonderful gender, call us on 01465-7190. Someone give you, you give someone a gift and you are happy, Mike. I give this person, they love this shoe. She even wore it. She walked around with it. She liked it. Then down the line, you see the shoe with her sister. Her sister is wearing the same shoes. Ah, this shoe is fine. Ah, my sister gave it to me. How would you feel as the person that gave someone a gift and he gave it to another person? How would that make you feel? Would you feel you wasted your money? You wasted your time? Why did I even give you if you didn't need it? There was a story Marion was sharing with me. Someone gave someone a car. He gave person car. And after some time, the person sold the car. He saw the person without a car. He said, where the car I give you? I said, but things hard for me, man. I got to sell them. And he felt bad because he felt the person would need the car, not sell it and take the money. So we're asking you, what's your take? Give me my WhatsApp, Lagos.
Hello, good morning.
Sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. You give a gift and the person gives it to another person. How would you feel? Would you feel cheated, used? Would you feel the person didn't
would you have
appreciate
preferred
it?
If the person actually did refuse the gift other than taking it and giving it to someone else? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All right, the phone lines are acting up. You
sorry
can also send us
that. You can send us a WhatsApp message. Yes, okay, send us a WhatsApp message, or you can tweet. We put up a tweet on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. So just use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos and let's hear what you have to say. Regifting a gift that was given to you. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Ed Emmanuel, calling from Surulere.
Good morning,
yeah.
Elder.
Yeah. The gift belongs to the person. Anything where you want to do, make it do.
Hey, so yeah. If you give me something now, go say, Elder, thank you. Thank you for this, Isiago. Then you come and you see it. and my son is wearing it, you will not be sad. You not.
I'm not gonna be angry at all.
Elder, they bring gifts. Come give me a bell. Yeah, God bless you, sir.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Elder.
All right.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Number one, did you ask the person whether he needs the shoe?
Hey.
Maybe he does not need it now. If you ask him that he needs it, or you went to a place together, you now choose that, I like this shoe. You bought it for her. Then you now finally see that he will give the shoe out. You will not be happy. Then maybe you don't need it, you not give it to her. So she will give it out to another person.
Okay, so
I will not be angry with that. But if you tell me that you need it, okay, I bought it for you, will you not give it out?
Okay.
That is when I will not be happy about.
Okay. Okay, so...
Yeah, her own is.
But then, you know, don't they say that it's the thought that counts? Because if I...
yes, not that you asked me, just I gave you the gift and you liked it. What's up,
Alex,
Lagos?
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. My name is Blessing. I'm calling from Bayana Life.
Okay.
Actually, if I give somebody something, then that is that. I will not bother because... even if I use that thing by myself, it will reach at a point that I will give it out to another person.
Mm.
So I will not bother at all.
But of course, that's later. But I give you something this week, and next week you've given it out. It means that you didn't even value it.
It doesn't mean anything. Giving people something or buying people car or anything, it doesn't mean that you will control their life. Just there again.
Blessing is deep.
Give them anything, remove your eyes.
Blessing is deep. Blessing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Blessing. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Chester Life, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
This is the only Eze of Odogbolula.
Hey, Odogbolula, you left your community.
Wow.
You left us alone.
I just say, man, I go live small. Now just forget about me.
No.
How can we forget the only Eze?
Why they do Eze like that?
Eze, we were Ezeless.
Eze, Igadio.
Ige, Birembe. Ige,
Birembe, Ige,
Birembe. Eze.
Oga, my son.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir.
You see what happened, eh?
Yes, sir.
If that kind of thing happened, eh? You must go and collect that thing back. Come and give me.
Why?
You, whoever you give and to, go and bring it back and come and give it to me because I still need it. Why should you? Is it our agreement? There must be agreement before I give it to you.
It's a gift now. Must there be agreement with
you? No. I must see you either in a condition or out of condition. Then he permit me to give you the thing. Then when I come again, announce it's another person's leg, another person's head, another person's body. But you must go back and take it and come and return it to where you come from. Are you not?
That's not how they used to do it. Now, that's not how they used to do it.
The traditional ruler. Let him talk as like.
That's not how they used to do it. Is that how you used to do it? We have to go for a break, guys. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
It's Walk Up Lagos right here.
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, we're back. Stop. That's how they do it in these movies that they are doing jazz.
Now, you said, how do you know?
I watch movies. I said movies. I said, how do I know? Do I say I do jazz? All right, it's 3 minutes past hour 11, and we're asking you this. Someone gives you a, so when that person gives you a gift, is it still that person's gift? I'm going from Ezio Dugbulu. He said he will collect his thing back, and the agreement was I gave you something because you needed it. So I'm saying when you give that gift, hasn't it gone totally? Is it still in your power? Why will you feel bad or what I did with the gift you gave to me? Think about it. Someone gives you a car And you sell the first. Somebody told me yesterday that they got a car, a gift of like, a car was like 20 something million. Someone just gave. And she says she's going to use the car. But ideally, she won't be able to purchase that kind of car, but she doesn't have the money, but she uses it. So what if she decided to sell the car and buy a smaller car?
Because she wants to be able to maintain it.
Yeah. Would that hurt the person that gave it to her?
All right, let's take your thoughts and your comment on this particular matter. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993.
What's up?
Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best alive. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Kunle from Ikorodu, Lagos.
Kunle, you're on the way, Abby.
I'm on the road, Charlie.
Chai, drive safe. Tell us, what would you feel sad? Will you feel bad?
I won't feel sad. This is my first time calling your show.
Yes.
And I enjoy your program.
Yes.
Kunle, we have been waiting for you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. So, for me, if I give somebody a gift, at that moment, I don't have control over that gift again. Whatever he likes or she likes with that gift, he can do with it. So if I see that gift to somebody else tomorrow, I wouldn't bother. So I don't have control over that thing again.
Kule said it inside, you won't feel like, you won't feel anyhow at all.
I won't feel anyhow. I'll give it to him and I've gained his happiness.
Okay.
Or happiness on that gift.
Okay.
That's my utmost goal.
Makes a lot of sense.
Happiness. No matter how short-lived it is.
Thank you, Kunle. Thanks for calling in.
Short-lived happiness. Mm. Yeah, I want to have an hold. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, stress in life. Good morning.
No, finally, by the bell.
Yes. And they carry the bed, go and serve. They want
to church bed. That bed where they carry wake people up. Name me that.
They want him down there for me.
Now the bed where they test tell Okrika.
Okrika, wake up.
That you say, what do they call herself? Now Mumu they go booty.
Now Mumu they go booty.
I've never heard that.
Now Mumu they go booty.
Oh God, please, let's talk.
This is Ekene calling.
Ekene, good morning, Jerry.
This matter is in two different ways, because if I give somebody something, and that person can't actually give on that person, I will feel like the person only needs to why I give up.
Yeah, you yes, now. Yes.
So it is all out.
Yeah, but you won't say anything, Abby. You just look at the person, okay.
I won't say anything. I'll just move on. Next time, I'll maintain my lane.
All right, thank you, Ekene. Thank you very much.
All right, we're taking more of your thoughts and comments. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's
your name, sir?
This is Don from Savoyago.
Now, welcome. Thank you. All right, bro. Let's have your opinion on this.
Thank you. If I give somebody gift,
yes,
there's some joy in giving.
You okay?
Yes.
The Bible let us know that there is joy in giving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you give, you will be giving.
Yes.
Yes.
Givers must be giving back.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
So if I give somebody something, and no matter my mind will get up already because already I've received my blessing.
Yes.
Hey. So why did I give to my idea again?
Okay. Let me ask you. If you give somebody the gift now, and the person is still using it for 1 year, won't you feel happier?
I will feel more happier if the person gives it to another person and gives it to another person. So I start giving. I'm the beginner of the gift.
Genesis. So
Pastor.
Thank you.
All the best. But sincerely, taking your thoughts on this issue, gifting or regifting a gift that was given to you by a person, what exactly would you do if you found out that I gave Stretch, let's say, a beautiful pair of sandals and 2 days later his driver is wearing it?
Choy.
How would you react?
Yeah, I'll ask you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, ma.
What's up, Lagos?
Sylvester is my name. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Bia, you say what's up, Lagos? So yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, now you're coming. Oh yeah, go ahead. In Ikorodu. Make your comment.
Okay, the issue on the ground. If I done someone something, then even though he gave it to somebody else, or he may give it to Chris Brown, the seed, or anybody else, I don't care. I want to know what God happened to do for him or her.
Okay, so no matter what that person does with the gift, it's not your business.
It's not my business at all. I already told what God asked me to do. I will just turn my face and away from there.
Hallelujah.
Ah, all these Hallelujah. Messengers of God.
Oh, Father, thank you for sending them.
I'm a messenger of God. I gift. Gift do not get angry with the gift.
According to Latin people, it's not a small something. Okay, this one says, what's up, Lagos? Stretch, Marian. Olokpa ma call everybody. Shola, that means police to carry everybody. Overwards, gift. Overwhelming gift. Eh?
Where I come from, they say, once the person threatens you, we'll meet at Atakpa. That's the police station.
There's trouble.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is David from Oshodi.
David from Oshodi. Oshoko.
What's Oshodi? Oshodi.
Go ahead, David.
So the fact there is that is the person that we knew. Since I gave you something tangible from my heart,
David.
So it won't touch me at all because I've gained my blessing. So,
okay, everybody's talking blessing. It's only so Marianne and myself. You people are saying that we are not cheating of God. Just because we're asking ordinary questions, everybody is saying blessing. If I give Marianne and she gives it to her housemate, I'll say, Marianne, come.
Church, is that the shoe? Ask the driver first, just to be sure.
Where do you
buy this nice shoe?
My boss gave it to me.
Oh, God, give me very expensive shoe. Your boss must be a really nice man. I'm coming to you and I will take picture so that you don't know lie and say that he bought the one
This is standard I bought
that
for
he bought in Lagos Island. He said lie. I'm coming with picture evidence. Excuse me.
Marian, he needed the sandals. I had to give it.
It has to be this my Gucci that I buy for you. Hey, God, dude. Hey. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Jesus? What's up?
Your name?
My name is Sam. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Sam.
Yeah,
Sam. So, what will you do in that? What's your take on this?
I believe gifts.
Sam, please walk away from your radio. Please.
Your radio is echoing. Yeah, just move away. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, I believe that gifts should be appreciated.
Yes.
Gifts should be valued and adored.
Yes.
And if I give somebody a gift and they give it out to someone else,
yes,
it means the person did not appreciate the gift, and I'll feel so bad about it.
Yes. It's the truth. So if you contest for any election, I'll vote for you. Any election.
See, I will feel so bad. It means you didn't appreciate it. What if I appreciated it and the person that I gave it to really needed it? What if?
The person should let his friends give him gifts. Whatever.
Uncle, yeah, what we care do? Hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? We don't wake. Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is the first time I'm getting through to your life.
Welcome. I've rolled out the drums and the red carpet. Uncle, I've been waiting for you since now. Welcome.
You didn't tell me you were waiting.
We were waiting.
Congratulations on the good job you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
I listen to you every day.
Aww.
And I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, my name is Ugo Vincent. Okay.
Ugo Vincent. Oh, nice name.
Yes. And on this issue, I'll look at it from two ways.
Okay.
The first is, if the gift is unsolicited,
yeah. Mm.
If it was something I decided on my own to give,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then I won't bother what you did for it.
Okay.
What you did with it.
Okay. Okay.
But if you solicited a gift, you come to me and say, oh, I need this,
okay.
or I need that. And I go out of my way
to get it
from the goodness of my heart and give it to you, and you give it out.
Goodbye.
You don't draw a battle line without.
Okay, Ugo, let me paint this picture. So the guy who bought his friend a car because his friend needed it, and then months down the line heard that his friend had sold the car. Didn't tell him, but just sold the car because maybe he fell on hard times. He came on social media and posted it, but that he was pained about it. But I mean, this was a solicited, you know, gift. And then he sold it without telling his friend. But you've given it to him. Now, must he come and report to you that he sold the car?
No. Well, if you needed it and you came to me, then I believe you needed it and I give it to you.
Yes.
When you now sell it, and maybe you didn't even buy another one, you just sold it. What it tells me is that you actually didn't need it. You deceived me into giving you a car.
Ugo, you are sorry.
Ugo, we're sorry, sir.
Ugo,
on his behalf.
Yeah.
Don't be angry.
Then which means you denied somebody else somebody else who would have gotten it.
That's punishable.
Uncle Ugo, we are begging. We are kneeling down.
Ugo, yeah, sorry.
On our knees. Uncle Ugo, we love you. Thank you. God bless
take
you.
Take care. the way you're saying that, it's like punishable by prison sentence.
Let me read this tweet. Gabriel the First on Twitter said, upset, K.
That's not
you're dead to me.
that's even Ugo Pro Max.
Okay, let's take a few more calls. We got some time on the clock. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, yes to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The name is Francis. I'm calling from Lekki.
Hi, Francis. Go ahead now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I want to agree a bit with the caller that just called not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go in a different dimension.
Okay.
Now, for example, let me use church for example. Now,
they have come.
I have a gift.
Yeah.
So I think church. There's a particular brand of what he likes.
Okay.
And I don't have that money to buy that brand he likes.
Yes.
I go and buy him, okay, but let me tell you, a Gucci shirt.
Yeah.
I go and buy him, it was Gucci or Gucci.
Or Gucci.
And, you know, he sees it, he appreciates it, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
But it is not what he can wear.
Okay.
And he gives it to someone else who will appreciate it, who will appreciate Gucci, who doesn't mind Gucci. So if I see,
the point.
I don't feel bad. I've given him my gift too, and I understand.
Deep.
I will understand.
Deep.
Or you buy a perfume for someone, and you know it's smelling is not right. It's not the right
smell. It smells like a fresh.
You have to give it out to someone else who will actually use it and appreciate it.
Mm.
And I think that is more better than I keep it in a store and it just gets rotten or spoiled.
Very true.
That's not what I see.
Thank you,
Francis. That's a very interesting perspective that he brought to the conversation.
Really, really nice.
But you see, I'm going to still put my neck on the table here.
I will cut it.
I would never buy stretch Uchi or Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
I would never buy you
what I can't.
Something that is not Mont Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If I were to buy you a Tom Ford, I'm buying you
a Tom Ford.
The real Tom Ford.
Okay. So what he's saying is
if I cannot afford to buy you a Tom Ford, I'd rather buy you a cheap thing.
Okay, so by his
stand, that is good.
Okay, so what he's saying is this. Let's take it another angle. If there's a kind of perfume called Red, and I like Red, and you bought me a good expensive perfume called Blue, and I don't like Blue, it's still expensive.
I'm your friend, so I should know what you like.
What if you just think that I like
I
Red
can't
and
think.
Blue?
You see, I can't think.
Okay, that's you. Anyway, some people will say because this person wears Native. I want to sew you Native and I'm sewing this. And you're sewing what that person doesn't like. Me, what I'll do is keep that thing you bought from me. I will keep it. I will not give it to another person. I'll just keep it for sentimental value, actually.
I don't know. Right.
Let's go to the phone lines, find out different angles, different perspectives.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Otep. This is an Esquire.
Cheers to life.
This is Esquire. Esquire.
We never
Esquire.
Shop, boy. We don't do.
Good morning.
Good morning,
sir. What's your name?
Yes, Victor.
My name is Sunday. Calling
from Sunday.
I focus your me, Kubak Satan. Emmanuel. I focus your me, Kubak Satan.
You don't do.
It's only Emmanuel.
God bless you, my dear.
Thank you, sir.
The thing is that, hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Are you with me?
Yes, we are with you, Sunday.
Yeah. See, if I have a gift to give to somebody,
yep.
I'm giving you out with clear conscience, with the love that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then if probably somebody else needed help.
Okay.
And then you look at that person, the condition that the person is,
mm-hmm.
and then you issue out that gift that I give to you, you are another blessing to someone else that needed help. So I don't have to come and ask you, why should you do this? You understand what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe after sometimes that person might even use and give it out to somebody else. Your blessing is expanding.
Come on.
So that is it. Once you give out, give out. Forget about it. Even if they don't use it or they throw it somewhere, that is none of your business.
Yes.
What your mind tunes you to do. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Sunday.
That's it. Just forget about it, man. Let me tell you something. Everybody today sounds like they want to be preaching sermon on Sunday
it's
for
It's only
us.
Me and myself. That's
so we now, we're the non-church goers. Let's read WhatsApp messages.
All right, what's up, Lagos? Morning, guys. If I give someone something, then see it with a family member. I no go vex, so, but imagine if I give my girl a gift and I see it with her male neighbor.
How you go give woman thing? Woman go give man. Now what for you, Oga?
If
Vincent, it's like you are coming from somewhere.
What's up, Lagos? This is Kentucky from Lekki.
What's the chicken, Kentucky?
Can I read this message?
No.
When I gift you something and you regift it, I won't be angry. But when you gift someone something and they sell it, that's where there's an issue. Because where I am from, you don't sell a gift given to you. Rather, you gift it to another. Oh, shit. I didn't get the memo. All right. Hi. Good morning, people. Good morning. People are just speaking from the point of ignorance. Do you know that you can never receive the blessings of a gift unless the person you gave the gift makes use of the gift? It is a spiritual law. And giving is spiritual. Ugochukwu from Mata.
Which spirit is this?
Spirit of
marine spirit or spirit of what?
Spirit of giving. All right. The gift becomes mine as soon as it is handed over to me. The fact that I gave it does not mean I don't appreciate it. In fact, I'm giving it because it is precious. Bolaji from Akoka. I gave out a very beautiful diary given to me to my pastor. I cherished the gift and was pained to give it. But that's the essence of giving. Balaji from Akoka. Okay, Balaji.
Okay, so he gave it even when it hurt.
It hurt him to give.
Okay,
hi, I saw the car post gift. Actually, it was not a solicited gift. He felt he was going to use the car, probably for extra income earning or easy mobility. He said he spent 4 million naira getting the car as a gift. And at that time his friend didn't have major money issues. That's why he felt disappointed. The car was sold. He didn't mention the reason why the gift was a car. But I think he was feeling he could have gifted him cash straight. I know it wouldn't be up to the family, Fred. Okay. All right. This one also says, what's up, Lagos? Honestly, I've given a gift to someone and the person gave it back, gave it back to me 5 years later during their wedding. I gave them a two-phase electric burner, but unfortunately, I didn't remove the receipt during wrapping. 5 years later, the same burner was given my wife as a gift. And during unwrapping, I found the receipt, but I returned it to them. It looked awkward at first, but we eventually laughed about it. Good morning, AJ from Okwebi.
Nah, don't re-gift a gift to the all same right. person now.
Yeah, Abby? Okay.
Somehow. Well, guys, we have to go for a break. When we come back after the break, we might just be talking about more things in this direction. Stay with us. It's the nation's number one talk news and sports station, 92.3, 99.3, Nigeria Info.
I knew that.
It all starts. All right, that's the show, Lagos. We have had two incredible hours of fun in the studio. We promise you, and we always make sure we keep our promises. Mm. I am Mary Anacon. Don't forget, follow Nigerian 4 on all of its social media handles, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube page. And make sure you download the Nigerian 4 app and take you everywhere you go. And follow me on Twitter, Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, or just look for Mary Ann Dukokon anywhere.
I'm Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.